Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
God, I love to party. I could party 24 hours a day.
BSM Media presents the Forever and Due Jeans Barrelcast with Pete St. Martin.
Hey, yes, this, the Barrelcast. I'm Pete St. Martin, your cult leader. Welcome to the Forever and Due Jeans Barrelcast, the Barrelcast that teaches you how to give a fuck. You can follow me on Twitter at Barrelcast. What are we doing here? What is this Barrelcast all about? Let's give some background about me. My name is Pete. I used to do a podcast called Twin Cities Tank with a guy named Brent. It was a good podcast. We ended up, it just sort of fizzled out after a while, schedule conflicts and such. And I really needed to get my podcast fix on, so I started a Barrelcast instead. But listen to that at TwinCitiesTank.com. Great. Good. It's a good time. It's good stuff. I really am proud of some of the things we did. We have some interesting interviews with very good comedians, local and national. Maria Bamford, some Patrice O'Neill on there, obviously before he died. Jimmy Dore, Nick Thune. Yeah, go check it out, TwinCitiesTank.com. I also want to thank
FancyPantsGangsters.com.
for providing that show and this one. Good people over there, the fancy holes. Let's give some history about myself. Aside from Twin Cities Tank, I am a musician, a forklift driver, a writer, I own a media company, a guitar teacher. I do a bunch of things. I'm trying to make myself the leader of the free world and the entire planet. But it's got to start with his media company. It's PSM Creative Media LLC. Websites, all that stuff coming up soon. You can go to Forever and Due Jeans right now, foreverandduejeans.com. But there's not much up there. Pretty soon we'll have PeteSaintMartin.com up and running. All that fancy shit, tough boys. But anyway, we'll get to that. But why the Barrelcast that teaches you how to give a fuck? It's a little trite, but I have mental problems. Everybody has mental problems. But I have mental problems that I struggle with all the time. I'm a depressed guy. I tried to commit suicide a few years ago, and ever since then, I've just been kind of struggling. Usually I'm in a pretty decent mood, but not always. That's going to be one of the things in the Barrelcast that we talk about. How do we give a fuck? Some people go to a therapist. They're a post. Some people take drugs for fun. Other people drink for fun. And there's all kinds of things you can do. But I think it's all good. We're going to try to take a positive spin on everything. If you want to do drugs to get through your day, maybe that's the solution. Let's think where the box is outside. Maybe drugs are the answer. Everyone should do drugs. That's how we reach our utopia. Just go out, start smoking crack, and eat some mushroom tablets or acid barrel, and just have a good time. Maybe that's the solution. We don't know. That's part of the journey that we're figuring out here. So, every week, we'll have a universal truth. Let's start off with this one. You are an individual. That is very true. Comparing yourself to somebody else's life is pointless. Saying that, this book, The Secret, is going to do you wonders. You ever read The Secret before? Maybe not everybody's into that shit. You don't know that. Just because something works for you doesn't work for others. People have this little idea. They like to put things in a little box. They like to compare themselves. One thing I have a problem with people as I get older, because the things that they complain about, I feel like they're just not thinking enough about them. So you hear on occasion somebody saying something like, well, there'll never be another Beatles. The Beatles were the Beatles. You know, music was just all downhill from there. Let me tell you something about the Beatles. Fine if you like them, fine if you don't. But of course there's not going to be another Beatles, because Beatles revolutionized music, which doesn't happen very often. Once you sort of break all the barriers about what can be done in whatever genre or whatever it is, you're not going to have that again. The music industry is so big right now. There's no new ideas. You'd have to be incredibly outside the box and incredibly savvy to really reinvent music into something that we've never seen before. We've seen it all. It doesn't matter if you pull out your dick and start it on fire on stage. Somebody's done that shit. That's not reinventing anything. But that's just for music. The Beatles were original because they reinvented music. How many times can you reinvent the same fucking thing? How about reinventing something that's not music? If you want to look for the new Beatles, look to somebody like Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs has changed the world as we know it. Not through music, partially through music, but your fucking phone sitting in your pocket right now would not look like it does if not for Steve Jobs. I would not be recording what I'm recording right now if not for Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs changed everybody's life in the civilized world. Everybody. That to me is it. I mean, that's where you're thinking outside the box. Let's say you want to reinvent music, turn music into something else. Reinvent how you think about music. Reinvent how you think about the world. How is this having to do with you being an individual? I suppose the Beatles are individuals. Nobody will ever be the Beatles. It's impossible. But nobody will ever be Steve Jobs. You can reinvent the computer all you want, but there will never be another Steve Jobs. There will be people who will reinvent the things that Steve Jobs did, and there will probably be a lot of revolutions in computers, but at the end of the day, nobody, in my opinion, will change the world and how we look at it in modern times the way Steve Jobs did. There'll be plenty of Steve Jobs wannabes. Maybe you find a different way to look at a computer or to whatever. The Windows on your desktop, if you have Windows, that whole fucking layout, that's all Apple. It's Steve Jobs. I think he stole that idea from somebody. Now I'm just making stuff up. So, you're an individual. You got to find a way to change the goddamn world. Change the whole fucking thing. Me? I just plan on taking over the world and forcing all my beliefs down everybody's throat. Isn't that what everybody wants? But unfortunately, my beliefs have to do with you being an individual. So hopefully, by the time I take over the world and the universe, by the way, you'll be ready for it. I'm warning you ahead of time. So that's just kind of how it goes. You are an individual. Do your own shit. Fuck everybody else. Let's do a commercial.
Whoa! What is that?
the guitar. How do you know how to play guitar? Go to psnguitarlessons.com and learn. I've been teaching for 12 years. Trust me, I'm awesome. Guess what else? PSMmedia.com. You want to record a music video? You want to record a commercial? You want to do a podcast? All these services are available. PSMmedia.com or just go to PeteSaveMartin.com. You're my best friend.
That's not true.
Actually, I'm on a hiatus from teaching guitar. I just needed some kind of commercial there. I actually started this fucking thing a long time ago. So that's an old commercial. But it'll be back! It'll be back. I'm eventually going to stop driving a forklift so much and teaching more guitar and doing videos and blar, blar, blar. Website to come. All that crazy crap, you guys. The next thing I want to talk about is a Metallagar show coming up on January 11th at the Triple Rock with the Good Bars, Deaf Mexico, K-Fan's Mouth Guitar Guy. Cost is $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Go to Metallagar.com and you can get the deets. Nobody says that. I'm not going to say deets anymore on this podcast. It's not even a podcast. It's a barrel cast. So, if this is your first time listening to it and you don't know who I am and you don't know anything about Minneapolis, Metallagar, what is Metallagar? It's, if you know who I am, you're very sick of hearing this. Metallagar is a combination of Metallica and Gallagher. Metallica, remember them? The 80s stuff. We play 80s Metallica songs, and then there's a guy dressed like Gallagher, and he smashes fruit during the show and throws things in your face and tells Gallagher-esque jokes. But if that sounds dumb to you, and I know it sounds dumb to most of my friends and to most of the people in the band, let me just put this out there for you. What happens at a Metallica show? You don't have to enjoy Metallica or Gallagher to enjoy a Metallica show. Metallica, Metallica.com, Metallagher. Because this is what happens from my point of view. Like, you go there, if you're familiar enough with the Metallica songs, if you don't like Metallica anymore, like, maybe you're familiar with the songs, that's enough to at least have something to listen to. The rest is just a spectacle, sort of. You got the guy dressed like Gallagher smashing the watermelon, spraying you with a spray gun, and you get all... This is the transformation, though. You see this sort of primal thing come out of people at a Metallagar show. It's like primal. This, you're hearing these songs and you're getting wet and dirty and gross, and then like something just changes in people. They start to like go crazy. They go fucking nuts. Like, when, if you've ever been to a show, like when I was younger, I remember being at like Ozfest or X-Fest or Edgefest or whatever the fuck fest happens over there in Somerset, Wisconsin. And I remember just having like, it was a rainy day. It was really shitty. I was just standing there watching the bands and I was just wet and cold. And then all of a sudden I realized I didn't give a fuck anymore. And so I just started, like, rolling around in the mud, and then people started joining me rolling around in the mud. And all of a sudden, like, life changes for you at that moment. You're having a fucking righteous time at a concert because you just reached the point of giving a fuck anymore. Like, once your clothes get soaked and you're just unhappy and dirty and gross, then all of your cares just go out the window because you're just like, fuck it. I'm done. I'm out. Peace out, life. So then, this is the thing that I see come out of people at a Metallagar concert. They just party and drink. And then as soon as everybody starts getting disgusting, like, shit happens. Emotions come out. I've seen more fights at a Metallica show than any other show. But then I'm sure that more people have fucked after a Metallica show than any other show. People fuck. One of the proudest moments of my life was after the end of a Metallica show. We got done cleaning up. And I went in the bathroom and like every single toilet in the bathroom had barf in it. And somebody had finished a bottle of Windsor and thrown it on the floor. Like, people got fucked up. They had a good time. That's a good time. So I don't care if you don't think it's funny or think it's cool. Metallica is just mostly about partying. And then if you like Gallagher and Metallica, that's a nice little side effect. You'll have a good time. I don't care who you are. It's at least good people watching if you don't want to get all fucking wet. Well, we're going to make this quick. This is episode 1 of the Forever and Dude Jeans Barrelcast. I hope to see you in the future. I hope that PeteSaintMartin.com gets up and running so that we can get Forever and Dude Jeans Barrelcast up there. ForeverandDudeJeans.com is up, but there's nothing on it, so don't go there. You better not fucking go there. Well, I'll see you next time on the Forever and Dude Jeans Barrelcast. Hail Satan.
Follow the Forever and Dude Jeans Barrelcast on Twitter at PeteSTMart for all the zany antics that you're sure to love. Email a picture of your penis to foreverandudejeans@gmail.com. Read what Pete thinks about your penis at Mutant Vampires, Zombies, and The Truth About Breakfast, located at thetruthaboutbreakfast.blogspot.com. You're stupid!